This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 13th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the story from John Lothian. That's me. SGX looks to expand A50, grow China-centric risk management business. Switch from MSCI to FTSE Russell offers powerful network lessons. SGX learned much from the experience a year ago when their equity index product switched from MSCI to FTSE Russell. Those lessons are being utilized as they contemplate growing their equity index offerings by increasing the number of stocks in the A50. The growing importance of China in global investors' portfolios is driving this potential change. Michael Sin of SGX said in an interview with JLN over WebEx, Sin is the head of equities at Singapore Exchange and serves as CEO of the stock market, depository, and futures market. SGX signed a strategic agreement with FTSE Russell in August of 2020 to develop multi-asset solutions in everything from equities to foreign exchange, commodities, fixed income, and ESG. Its previous deal with MSCI, which expired in February of this year, focused just on equities. SGX retained its license with MSCI for the MSCI Singapore Equity Index Futures and Options. To read the rest of this commentary, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Renato Mariotti and Holly Campbell. Analysis: what can we learn from the DOJ's latest spoofing conviction? I don't know how to game this stuff, is a quote. One can definitely manipulate if you're aggressive, is another quote. If you spoof this, it really moves, is another quote. These excerpts from online chats among traders and hedge fund managers more than a decade ago played a key role in the Justice Department's successful prosecution of two Wall Street traders in the latest trial to take on spoofing, a form of market manipulation that was criminalized in the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act. On August 5th, 2021, a federal jury in the Northern District of Illinois convicted Edward Basis and John Pasillo of 18 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, and commodities fraud for pushing market prices of precious metals futures contracts by routinely placing large spoof orders that they did not intend to fill. Interestingly enough, spoofing was one of the two counts where the defendants were found not guilty. What happened in this case, and what can we learn from the result? Well, you're going to have to read the rest of this commentary on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of JLN. Let's talk about climate risk and how to solve it. Larry Fink, chairman and CEO of BlackRock, has a commentary in the New York Times titled, "Rich Countries Must Bear the Cost If We Can Ever Hope to Achieve a Net Zero World." Also, the Financial Markets Group at the Chicago Federal Reserve has published their latest podcast, and it's titled, "Can Global Financial Markets Manage Climate Risk?" The latest video from Tradier's Options Brew TV channel on YouTube is titled, "Managing Portfolio Tail Risk with Out-of-the-Money Call and Put Options. We can all use a little better tail risk management." Volatility is a thing in September, as MIAX reported their spikes futures contract set a volume record and daily volume record during the month. The New York Post has a story that a record 4.3 million people quit their jobs in September. I guess quitting your job is getting to be a thing. The good news is that many people are finding better jobs for their lifestyles and making more money, which is good for the economy. Reminder, CBOE Options Institute hosts a free 75-minute webinar on portfolio risk reduction and VIX futures today at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Ben Eifert, Managing Director of the CAIA Association, and Keith Black, CIO of QVR Advisors, are slated to join CBOE's Matt Moran for this session. Registration information is available in today's newsletter. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a press release from the CME. CME Group International average daily volume reaches 5 million contracts in the third quarter of 2021, up 13% from the third quarter of 2020. CME Group, the world's largest and most diverse derivatives marketplace, today announced that its international average daily volume reached 5 million contracts in the third quarter of 2021, up 13% year on year. Reflecting all trading done outside the United States, volume increases were driven by global growth in interest rate and energy products, up 54% and 31% respectively. My comment, volume is up and there are lots of smiling faces behind those masks. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Women in finance are turning to online poker to boost their career. In the long line of services promising to help women improve their lot at work, an entrant from a billionaire investor is attracting thousands of female financial professionals from around the world. Poker Power is a dozen course program created by longtime trader Jenny Just that uses the card game to teach risk-taking and negotiation techniques. Lessons taught by seasoned players start with skills such as how to read opponents and when to fold. My comment, a good poker game always starts with an ante. Here's a press release from Here's the podcast from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Can global markets manage climate risk? New episode, our LaSalle Street podcast, explores the emerging challenges of climate change risk with the co-directors of the Volatility and Risk Institute at the New York University Stern School of Business. Robert Engel, recipient of the 2003 Nobel Prize in Economics, and Richard Berner, who served as the first director of the Office of Financial Research. Our own Alessandro Coco hosts the episode. You can listen with a link in today's newsletter. My comment, where there is risk, we can only try to manage it. Market-based solutions for managing that risk is the best way most of the time. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was what the future may hold for the coronavirus and us from the New York Times. Second was everything you need to know about DeFi from Quartz. Third was another coronavirus story from the New York Times. Past pandemics remind us COVID will be an era, not a crisis that fades, illustrated with The Triumph of Death by Peter Bruegel the Elder. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.